The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Thanks for joining us today on this beautiful Saturday. We are going to talk about focus, ADD, ADHD, memory, how to improve your brain function, how to boost your brain power in a natural and holistic way. So my name is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and I am an integrative, holistic, functional neurologist. I am not the type of neurologist that will write you prescriptions. If you have troubles with ADD or ADHD, I'm not going to write you a prescription for Ritalin. If you have trouble sleep, I'm not going to write you a prescription for sleeping pills. If you have headaches, I'm not going to write you a prescription for headaches. But what I'm going to do is tell you how to fix your own brain and body so that you don't need doctors, medication, supplements. All your healing power is from within. The power that made the body heals the body. But we have to put in effort. We have to put in work. There's no magic pill that's going to fix your brain. That's what everyone wants to do. Take this magic pill. And they can focus and they can think and they can read and they can have a good memory and they can prevent dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. But the truth is, you have to put in the work now to prevent yourself from getting these problems. Even if you do have some of these neurologic conditions, there's lots of stuff that you could do to reverse it. And that's what we're going to go over today. But the key is to do these suggestions and exercises early on to prevent yourself from ever getting these problems to begin with. So let's start with focus. Focus comes from your frontal cortex of your brain. Think about your brain like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. So if you have a weak area of your brain located in the frontal cortex, then you're going to have difficulty with focus. You might get distracted easily. You might have memory problems. You might have issues where your mind is racing and you have all these external thoughts. There's lots of different causes of focus problems, but it usually stems from the frontal cortex. So if the frontal cortex is weak, we can exercise it. Just like if a muscle is weak, you could do weightlifting. If your frontal cortex is weak, causing you to have poor focus and memory and easily get distracted, then the solution, instead of taking medication such as Ritalin, what you can do is actually exercise your brain. There are a few exercises that are very specific to the frontal cortex. For example, little finger movements, fine motor movements are very good for your frontal cortex. So one of the exercises that you could simply do at home is take your pointer finger or your index finger, put your fingernail in the crease of your thumb, and then you're going to open up your finger wide and you're going to tap that crease in your thumb over and over and over again. There's three things that you really want to focus on. A high amplitude, like really opening up your fingers. Number two is speed, really fast speed. And number three is accuracy, getting your fingernail right on that little line in the crease of your thumb. And you're going to tap it over and over and over for 30 seconds three times a day. That's an exercise that makes your frontal cortex stronger. There's another exercise called saccades. Saccades can make your frontal cortex stronger. Saccades are quick eye movements. And what you have to do is look at one point and as fast as you can, look at another point. You can do something as simple as a painting on the wall where you go from the bottom left corner of the painting to the top right corner of the painting. Without moving your head, you do a quick eye movement and you hold it there for 10 seconds. And you do that three separate spots. So that also only takes 30 seconds. All you have to do is go from one point to another point. You could do from your lower left corner of the TV to the upper right corner of the TV. Like I said, you could do a painting on the wall. You could do your computer, anything where you go from one corner to the other corner, a quick eye movement. It's called a saccade. And that's very good for your frontal cortex. Another good exercise for your frontal cortex is sort of like the game you played as a kid, rock, paper, scissors. And you do three things. It's called a trail making exercise. And you could do it on your other hand where you do a paper sign, then a scissors sign, then a rock sign. And you go paper, scissors, rock, over and over and over again, really quick for 30 seconds. When you get really good at that, then you switch the order and you go scissors, paper, rock. So you keep challenging yourself in new ways. It's called a trail making exercise. And if you do that for 30 seconds, three times a day, that's a very good exercise for the frontal cortex. So right now you have the finger tapping movement. You have the quick eye movement, the saccades, and you have the rock, paper, scissors exercise. Another good exercise for the frontal cortex is called a cross crawl exercise. That's where you stand up and you take your right hand and you tap your left leg as you're marching in place. And then you take your left hand and touch your right leg as you're marching in place. So you lift up your legs one at a time, tapping the knee with your opposite hand. It's called a cross crawl exercise. And to really work that frontal cortex, you come up with different categories as you do the exercise. For example, you do different types of fruit. So you tap your opposite knee as you're marching in place and you say orange, banana, apple, and you continue to say different fruit, or you do different states or different sports or different colors or different girls' names or different cities or different things in the bathroom or different things you would see in a kitchen. Just a list of a lot of different things where you're working your brain, you're exercising your brain. Right? People understand exercising your muscles and going to the gym and working out and going for a run. But when I tell them you got to exercise your brain every day, some people, it's a new concept. It's just something you got to get used to. You want to make it a good habit. Just like you brush your teeth every day, you want to do brain exercises every day. So that cross crawl is another good exercise for the frontal cortex. And another good sensory type of stimulation is smell. Smell comes from this nerve. It's called the olfactory nerve. And the olfactory nerve goes directly to the frontal cortex. Smell is the only sense that goes directly to the brain. All other senses, whether it's sight, hearing, taste, touch, all the other senses have a bridge to the brain. It's called the relay center. We call it the relay center because all the senses have to go through this relay center or the thalamus to get to the brain. However, smell does not go to the relay center. It does not go to the thalamus. It goes directly to the frontal cortex. So it's more powerful than any other sense. And it's the only sense that stimulates the same side of the brain. What that means is if you smell with your right nostril, you're stimulating the right frontal cortex. If you smell with your left nostril, you're stimulating your left frontal cortex. All the other senses go to the opposite brain. meaning if you do sound in your left ear, that's stimulating your right brain. If you do light from the right field of space, that stimulates your left brain. If you touch the right part of your body, that's stimulating the left brain. But smell goes to the same side of the brain. And we can use that because when we do a good functional analysis of your brain, and we find out that the reason you have troubles with focus or ADD or ADHD or memory is because one half of your frontal cortex is weak, then we can focus our therapies just on that side. So for example, if we, and we see this a lot, because I see a lot of ADD and ADHD patients, and for the most part, almost 80 to 90% of the time, they have a deficiency in the right frontal cortex. So if we want to do specific exercise for the right frontal cortex, then we're going to do that finger tapping test only on the left side. Or we're going to do saccades only to the left. Those are the quick eye movements. Or we're going to do that rock, paper, scissors exercise only with the left hand. That's going to stimulate the right frontal cortex. Now, if we're doing smell, we're only going to smell in the right nostril. Now, that's not for everybody. We have to do a neurologic evaluation to determine if the right side is the weak side. The best test for that is called a VNG, video nystagmography. And that will tell us if there's an imbalance of the left side versus the right side and specific to that frontal cortex. This test takes about a half an hour. It's normally $400, but we're going to do a special for all my radio listeners. If you're interested in diagnosing your focus problems, your memory problems, your ADD or your ADHD, I recommend doing a VNG test. It's a non-invasive test where you wear these infrared goggles. It's normally $400, but we're going to do it for all my listeners. For the first 7 people that call can get the test for only $21. You can get the entire VNG, which analyzes all the different areas of the brain, which is normally $400, for only $21. All you have to do is be one of the first 7 people to call 646-221-6738, or you can email us at info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. So again, if you're interested in doing this non-invasive, no radiation, no risk, no side effects, VNG test, which normally costs $400, you can get it for only $21, and it can help to diagnose your frontal cortex imbalance and all the different lobes of your brain. And more importantly, is it the right side or the left side that's weak, so that we can focus exercises and then give you home remedies to stimulate that weak area. If you want to take advantage of this test and pay only $21, all you have to do is be one of the first 7 callers, 646-221-6738, or email us at info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about the frontal cortex imbalances, which can cause problems with focus, ADD, ADHD, memory. When you have a problem in your frontal cortex, it can also cause lack of motivation. It could cause depression, anxiety, not only just troubles with focus and getting distraction, but also planning, organizing, understanding the consequences of your actions, punctuality, always showing up late, time management, losing things, forgetting where you put your keys or your glasses. These are called executive functions. And when your frontal cortex is imbalanced, we call that a functional disconnect syndrome. The left and the right brain are not connecting properly. When your left and right brain aren't connecting properly, then you're going to get distracted easily. You're going to forget what the person told you, or you're going to forget what you read. You're going to get, you're going to hear excessive noises in the background that you can't filter out. You're going to have difficulty with language and understanding and thinking of the right words or remembering people's names. These are telltale signs that you have an issue in your frontal cortex. But the problem is, we don't know, is it the right frontal cortex or is it the left frontal cortex? Because the key is to be very specific and find out where your weaknesses are. Because with these conditions, especially ADHD, you're going to have one half of the brain that's underactive, but then you're going to have another half of the brain, the other half is going to be overactive. And that's where the hyperactivity comes from. So not only do we want to do exercises to stimulate the underactive areas, but we also might need to do exercises to bring down the overactive areas. That is going to create a balance from left to right so that your neurons or your brain cells can connect through this, what's called this corpus callosum, which is the bridge between the left and the right brain. People who have trouble with focus, ADD, ADHD, memory, problems with motivation, punctuality, they have a functional disconnect syndrome of the frontal cortex where it's imbalanced. So if one area is underactive, we need to strengthen it. And if one area is overactive, we need to bring it down. And then you will think clearer and not get distracted. But we have to be very specific. Okay. Now, as far as ADD and ADHD, sometimes that's classified as a childhood developmental delay. So we see that in a lot of children where their brains aren't developing properly. Other developmental delays include autism, Asperger's, dyslexia, Tourette's. It's not just ADD or ADHD. These childhood developmental delays, basically what it means is the brain is not at normal development state. And the best way to determine that is through what's called primitive reflexes. Now, when you go to the doctor and the doctor hits the reflex hammer on your knee and your leg kicks out, that's called a patellar reflex or a deep tendon reflex. That reflex is normal. We want your leg to kick out. We don't want it to kick out too much, but we need a little response. If we get a response, that's a good finding. You have reflexes all over your body. You got them in your elbow, got them in your shoulders, not just the knee. That's the most common one that doctors check, though. Now, if there is a child or even an adult with ADD or ADHD and they have childhood developmental delays, they're going to have certain reflexes that are not normal. They're called primitive reflexes. And these primitive reflexes should only exist if your brain is under 1 year of age. So we see these in babies and infants. When we rub the bottom of their feet, their big toe's going to go up. Or when we rub their palm of their hand, they're going to squeeze. You know, when you touch a baby's hand, they squeeze it. It's called a palmar grasp reflex. Now, if you have this palmar grasp reflex, or you have this big toe going up when we rub the bottom of the foot after you're 1 year old, that's an abnormal primitive reflex. And that could lead to ADD, ADHD, autism, dyslexia, Asperger's, Tourette's, people with tics. We're going to notice they have these primitive reflexes. There's another reflex that's called the spinal gallant reflex, where I rub the back and they get like a little twitch in their spine. A lot of children who have problems wetting their bed have this positive primitive reflex. If we have these positive primitive reflexes, that means the brain is underdeveloped. That's a developmental delay. So the first thing to do for patients with these developmental delays are primitive reflex remediation exercises. They're pretty simple exercises, but it all depends on which reflexes are positive. For example, if you're positive for that one where I rub the spine, the back, and I get that little twitch, then I'm going to do a little reflex that kind of looks like snow angels, where you lie down on the ground and you lift you spread your legs open and you move your arms in a position like you're doing a snow angel. And we do that for 30 seconds, do it three times a day. And eventually that primitive reflex goes away. And then when that primitive reflex goes away, then they stop peeing their bed. Then they can focus better. They don't have the ADD or the ADHD because the brain is caught up to development. And depending on how severe it is, you know, it might take a week, it might take 2 weeks, it might take 3 weeks, but usually it's pretty quick to catch up as long as we do it pretty intensely. So those are called primitive reflexes. Those are for childhood developmental delays. And if you have ADD, ADHD, if you have dyslexia or autism or Asperger's or Tourette's or tics, we want to do a full neurologic evaluation to see if you have any of these primitive reflexes. For this neurologic evaluation, it needs to be done one-on-one with me. It can't be, there's no machine that does this test. So I actually have to, you know, rub the foot, rub the hand, rub the back. I got to tap the face. I can do all these little reflexogenic tests. It takes about a half an hour. That test, that one-on-one complete neurologic test for ADD, ADHD, focus, memory problems, that test one-on-one with me is normally $400. But we're going to do a special for any of my listeners who call the number 646-221-6738. You can get the entire neurologic evaluation, which is normally $400, for only $21. And it's just going to be for the first 7 people that call. This is for a complete neurologic evaluation, one-on-one with me to check these primitive reflexes and to analyze the brain to see if you actually do have ADD, ADHD, if you have any problem like autism or Asperger's or dyslexia, any memory problems, dementia. We want to do a full neurologic evaluation. It's normally $400, but for the first 7 people that call, you get it for $21. Just call 646-221-6738 or you can email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And again, if you want that full neurologic evaluation with me one-on-one, be one of the first 7 people to call. You can get it for only $21. It's normally $400. Just call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from the break.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about focus, ADD, ADHD, improving memory. We talked about stimulating the frontal cortex through finger movements, little finger tapping, through quick eye movements, doing rock, paper, scissors exercise, the cross crawl exercise where you tap your opposite leg and think of a certain category, doing smells, good smells like stuff in the kitchen. You could do cinnamon and different fruit and lemon and orange peels and, you know, good natural holistic smells. You don't want to smell perfumes and Lysol and bleaches and chemicals and alcohol and all this crap that has full of chemicals that can be toxic as you inhale them. You can use essential oils. You can use a diffuser. That's very healthy. You don't really want to light candles and do incense because you're inhaling all that smoke and, you know, you don't know the quality of, you know, the candles or the incense. They could be, you know, use really cheap chemicals that are burning and flavors that are made in a lab. And, you know, so you're always good to do, get an essential oil diffuser, or you could, you know, buy, certain products, that's quality products. You don't want to get, you know, at the 99 cent store, you know, some essential oils. Those are going to be cheap and they're going to be chemicals and they're not going to be natural. You can use, Young Living is a decent company, for essential oils. So there's good quality, healthy stuff that you could get, but you know, it's always best to smell just with stuff in your kitchen. If it's coffee grinds or, you know, different, foods are the best type of smell, but directly into that frontal cortex. If you signed up for that VNG, we're going to figure out, is it the right side or the left side? And then we can be very specific on which nostril to smell with to maximize your brain function. Now, sometimes people are focusing okay, but they have troubles with memory. The best ways to improve your memory are to do new things. You have to do things that you've never done before. You know, you could just learn a new word in Japanese and how to say, you know, bathroom in Japanese, or learn how to play a musical instrument and go on YouTube and say, okay, let me see how I can learn how to play the piano. You can learn a new dance move where, okay, I'm going to learn how to do the tango. You can learn how to sew. You can learn how to put furniture together. You can learn how to garden. You can learn how to cook. You know, the best thing about the internet is you could just go on YouTube and learn how to do anything. YouTube is your best friend. It could literally teach you any new activity you want to do, but you got to be motivated to do it. You got to get off your butt and say, I'm not going to watch Netflix. I'm not going to watch the news. I'm not going to go to the bar. I'm going to do something that's stimulating to my brain. I'm going to do something that's active. I'm going to do something new that I've never done before. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to go to a new event. I'm going to visit a new place. It doesn't have to be crazy. You know, you could literally, I'm going to brush my teeth with my left hand. I'm going to take a new route to work. You know, you got to do something different though. You know, I'm going to memorize somebody's phone number. You got to be a little uncomfortable. I'm going to take on a new exercise class or Tai Chi or yoga or Pilates or, you know, a bar class or, you know, there's so many cool activities that you could do, but you got to do something that's new, a little uncomfortable. You know, it's not just doing the crossword puzzle every day, which is good, but switch it up, do something new. If you did the crossword puzzle on Monday, do Sudoku on Tuesday. And the word jumble on Wednesday. And a maze on Thursday. And play cards with your friends on Friday. And play Monopoly with your family on Saturday. Every day, do a new type of brain exercise. Challenge yourself in ways you've never done before. Make progress in your life. If you want to improve your brain function, you have to do new things. People complain that as they get older, their memory gets bad, but it's nothing to do with age. It's because you're not doing new activities. A lot of people are creatures of habits, where every week is the same thing over and over again. So what you have to do is come up with ways to challenge yourself in new ways. The next most important thing to improve your memory and brain function is oxygen. We need lots of oxygen, but we got to be outside. One tree has enough oxygen for five people. So I kind of reverse that. I want to be one person in five trees. So you want to be hanging out in the woods. I'm always in the woods. It's like being in an oxygen machine. It's where I meditate, exercise, I read, I think. You got to be out in nature. You want to be a tree hugger, literally hug trees. You want to do grounding where you put your bare feet in grass and dirt and sand. You got to be connected to the earth. That makes your brain powerful. We can't just be walking on cement with our sneakers, walking on the wood floors, walking on the carpet. You got to be barefoot, connected to nature. That's been proven to boost your brain power. It's called grounding or earthing. That reduces anxiety, depression, but also improves your memory and your focus. The next most important thing is exercise. You got to move your body. You use it or you lose it. The worst thing is sitting. So if you have a job where you have to sit all day, you got to make sure that you get up every 20 minutes. You set an alarm, your phone vibrates. And every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet, and you also look 20 feet away. But you got to move your body. I don't care if you do 20 jumping jacks, 20 sit-ups, 20 pull-ups, 20 push-ups, 20 steps. But every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds and do 20 seconds of activities. Also, every morning, you want to exercise, whether it's going to the gym, taking a walk. You got to find a class that you want to go to. But the morning's the best time to exercise because your testosterone is highest, your cortisol is highest. And it's a great way to boost your brain power, get your energy. It helps with your focus. A lot of children, you know, they diagnose with ADHD because they're not moving their bodies. You know, they're sitting down all day. And, you know, if they need to move their bodies, they start moving their legs, they start moving their hands, they tap the pencil, and the teacher says, oh man, you know, these kids have ADHD because they're all fidgety and moving around. And so the key is these teachers should actually take movement breaks and don't make the kids sit down for an hour straight. Take a couple of breaks every hour and just have them walk around the desk, walk around the room, stretch, reach up for the ceiling, sit to stand. And you'll see that your children in your classroom are much more focused. They're not as distracted. They're not as fidgety because you're giving them movement breaks. We got to exercise. You know, there's too much sedentary lifestyle. You sit at work, you sit in a car, you sit at the restaurant, you sit at the movies, you sit at the bar, you sit, you know, everywhere we go is sitting. Not good for the brain. We have to exercise. You have to exercise every day for at least 20 minutes a day. And even if it's just a walk, but you got to do something. And the last most important thing for the memory is food. And the best way to improve your memory, your focus, is to eat each color of the rainbow. Then you're feeding the brain the nutrients that it needs. And the worst thing are the sugars and the carbs and the dairy. That's going to lead to problems. It could lead to diabetes. They're calling Alzheimer's disease diabetes type 3. That's how deep the connection is between diabetes and dementia and Alzheimer's. So if you've already been diagnosed with diabetes or pre-diabetes, you're more prone to get Alzheimer's later in life. So you better start working on that right now. And the quickest, easiest way to help with diabetes is proper nutrition and exercise. And the proper nutrition is eating each color of the rainbow, getting your fruits and vegetables, and avoiding all the white foods, the sugar, the dairy, the bread, the pasta, the crackers, the cereals, the oatmeal, the rice, the potatoes, all those carbs, all those white foods. That's going to cause diabetes. That's going to lead to memory problems, to focus problems. You have to avoid all the bad foods, and you have to increase all the good foods. That's a way to improve your memory. There's also a test you can take. It's called the MOCA test, M-O-C-A. You can literally go online and download it for free. The test is out of 30 points, and you need to get 26 out of 30. If you want a copy of it, you can also just email my office, info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Also, if you want any questions or any topics you want me to cover on the radio, feel free to email us, info@kaplanbrainandbody.com, and we can discuss that topic as well. But yes, email me. We can also even send you a copy of my book, Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. It can be found on Amazon. You can get it for $20. But we're going to do a special for the first 7 people that call. You can get a free copy of my book, a signed copy. All you have to do is be one of the first 7 people that call. The phone number is 646-221-6738. And you can get a free signed copy for the first 7 people. That call, 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We will continue when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Okay, we're talking about ADD, ADHD, focus, memory. We were talking about the frontal cortex. We were talking about how to improve your memory. Also, childhood developmental delays and primitive reflexes. So I know we cover a lot during these shows. And if you ever want to listen again, I do put them on my website, which is kaplandc.com. So you can hear all my old past shows. They're listed as a podcast. But we also have a lot of information about what we do at my offices. I have two offices, one in New York City and one in New Jersey. We help a lot of different patients in both offices. We also do a lot of testing to diagnose properly. One of the best tests we do is called a QEEG brain mapping. What this is you wear a cap that's got electrodes attached in all the different areas of your brain. And it literally analyzes your brain. And it's going to tell you, do you have troubles with focus? Do you have troubles with short-term memory, with working memory, sequential memory, long-term memory? It literally breaks down all the different types of memory. It's going to tell us, do you have depression? Do you have anxiety? Do you have troubles with sleep, insomnia, sleep deprivation? It's going to tell us, do you have possible exposure to heavy metals or pathogens, viruses that are attacking your brain? Have you had a concussion? It will literally tell us that. It'll even tell us if there's a thyroid problem, there's intestinal inflammation, heavy metal exposure. It's going to tell us if there's anger, aggression. There's going to tell us all the different areas of the brain, visual problems, sensory problems, hearing problems, balance problems, where headaches are coming from. It's one of the best tests that I've ever done on patients because it's non-invasive. There's no radiation and it's so valuable. And the good news is when patients decide to take control of their health and improve their brain function, we redo the test and you could actually see the brain waves change. So besides the patient saying, hey, you know what? My memory's better. My reading comprehension's better. I'm not getting as distracted. I don't need to take the Ritalin as much. I'm sleeping better. I'm digesting better. We actually redo the brain mapping and have scientific evidence that your brain is functioning better. And always the most important thing is how the patient feels. You know, I always prioritize how my patients feel as a successful treatment plan. And I ask them, what are your goals? And they say, I want to be able to get better grades, or I want to be able to read book a little bit quicker. I want to be able to have a conversation and not get distracted. I want to be able to remember this person's name when I meet them. You know, that's a big complaint. People can't remember his names when they meet him. They can't remember places they went to. So a lot of people recently, in the past couple of years, more than ever, have been complaining about memory and focus and brain fog. But this QEEG brain mapping literally picks up brain fog. It picks up confusion, all these brain issues. And the special we're doing today, it's normally $400 for this test. But for the first seven people that call, you could get the entire QEEG brain mapping for only $21. You just have to be one of the first seven people that call. 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com and say you're interested in the QEEG brain mapping. All you have to do is call us and you could get, instead of paying the normal $400, you can get it for only $21. Again, the number 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. BoostYourBrainPower.com. Now, I've done a few specials today. You could get the QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $400 for only $21. You can also get the VNG, which is those infrared goggles that you wear, that's going to be very specific for the right brain and the left brain. The QEEG brain mapping isn't as specific for the left brain and the right brain, but the VNG is very specific for that left and the right brain. So if you're interested, you could actually do both neurologic evaluations and pay $21 each. The other evaluation is a one-on-one with me. So a lot of patients like that. That's also $400. But if you be the first 7 people that call or email, you can get that for $21. Now, you can do all 3 if you want. And you can pay $21 for the one-on-one with me, $21 for the QEEG, and $21 for the VNG. Plus, the last thing I offered on this radio show was a free book, Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. If you're one of the first 7 people, you could literally get a free book. It's normally $20 on Amazon, but for the first 7 people, you will literally get a signed copy for free if you're one of the first 7 people that call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. I know I'm giving a lot away this show, but that is what we do. It's the holiday season. It's time to give love. It's time to share. And it's time to charity and donate and help others. End the year on a good note. When you help others, that boosts your brain power. When you give to others, that will boost your brain power. It will boost your immune system. It will boost your mood. It prevents anxiety and depression. Not only does it help you when you help somebody, but the person that you help, it helps. So the person that you help, their anxiety and depression get reduced. And if there's a witness, the person who witnesses the good deed will get a boost to their brain power. And that reduces their stress and their anxiety. But we really got to get the root cause. So that's why this QEEG brain mapping is one of the best ways to get to the root cause of anxiety, of stress, of depression, of ADD, of focus problems. So I highly suggest you taking advantage of this offer. It's non-invasive. There's no radiation. There's no risk. And after the test, we're going to review everything with you. And I'm going to give you easy, holistic solutions. Remember, I'm not the doctor that writes prescriptions. Don't come to me if you want the Ritalin. Don't come to me if you're having troubles with sleep and you want sleeping pills. Don't come to me for anxiety pills. But I'm going to teach you how to improve your sleep and reduce your anxiety on your own. A lot of people with ADHD, it's actually because their brain's overactive and their minds are racing a million miles an hour. So it's overactive brain. It's inflamed. I can even feel the heat emanating from their brain. We see a lot of that with ADHD, the overactive brain. They're also going to get anxiety, troubles with sleep, digestive problems. This is an issue in the autonomic nervous system. So we gotta, if the problem is the brain's overactive, the solution is to relax it. And one way to relax the brain is to work on your parasympathetic nervous system. An easy exercise that everybody could do at home to help with focus and reduce anxiety is called no-no, yes-yes exercise. And all you have to do is look at a point on the wall. Look at a painting or something. You got to be at least arm's length away and you want to be eye level right in the middle. And you look at the point and you slowly turn your head left and right, but keeping your eyes focused on that point. And you do that 10 times left and right and 10 times up and down. That will help with ADHD. Another thing that will help with an overactive brain is gargling. Gargling will stimulate what's called your vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve puts you in fear mode, what's called the fight or flight mode, rather than a relaxed rest and digest state. That's why people might have troubles with sleep and digestion when they're in this fight or flight, this anxiety mode, this ADHD mode. So we got to calm down the nervous system. And one way to calm down the nervous system is gargling, but you got to gargle really intensely. You want to gargle so loud that you wake up your neighbors. Then you're really stimulating the vagus nerve. And one other exercise you could do to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system to get you in a more relaxed state is to splash your face with cold water for 30 seconds, three times a day. I know it seems weird that cold water will relax you, but think about it like this, like your brain's overactive, it's overheated. So we're going to cool it down. You're going to do gargling for 30 seconds and you do cold water on your face for 30 seconds, three times a day. That stimulates this parasympathetic nervous system to get you in a more relaxed state. Okay. So these are all little tools to help with ADD, ADHD, troubles with focus, memory. You could do it. Remember, we don't want to treat symptoms with medication because medication can have side effects that we're not even aware of, especially if it's a child. When you put a child on medication, you can mess up their developmental processes, you know, so it's very dangerous sometimes to medicate children. It's also sometimes dangerous to medicate adults. And obviously there's times where medication is important, especially in an emergency situation. So it's not like there's not a time and a place for medicine, but I think as a society, we're over-medicated. So my goal is to help patients improve their health, improve their well-being, and get them to heal themselves without many medications, doctors, or even supplements. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you are listening to Boost Your Brain Power.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.